You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Y'all know how Wall Street guys are always talking about we need a pro-business president because we love certainty. We need certainty to make our long-range business plans, and we want Trump because he's going to give us a pro-business agenda. Provide the certainty we need. After seeing all the chaos Trump has sown over the past 10 weeks, you got to imagine those guys are feeling pretty good because of all the cocaine. You see, the president of the United States, all presidents have a nearly unchecked trade authority. And for weeks now, Trump has been unchecking and wrecking it in every direction, but won't tell anyone what he's going to do, why he's going to do it, or how long he's going to do it for. This isn't a bull or a bear market. This is bees, bees! The latest case in chaos for weeks now. Trump has been talking about how this Wednesday, he's going to announce a whole bunch of tariffs on a whole bunch of stuff from a whole bunch of countries. It's a move he's calling Liberation Day. Now, Liberation Day is like Independence Day in that we're the only country celebrating and somebody's probably going to get some fingers blown off. But, you know, certainty, it's so important. So, what's he going to tariff and who and when? So no one knows what's going to happen. But there's nothing to fear, according to White House official Kevin Hassett.
President Trump has a long-run vision of a golden age of America, and we're working really, really hard to get it out there in time. But I can't give you any forward-looking guidance on what's going to happen this week.
No guidance, no. No idea what's going to happen. But sometimes you just got to laugh or else the fear will leap out of your throat and strangle your brain. I'm just smiling and slowly moving my finances overseas with my wife's name. According to one expert, these tariffs could add $10,000 to $20,000 to vehicle prices, which means the most popular car model will soon be public bus. You know their motto, public bus, how come the seat's so warm?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. WMDX. On an incredible rainy morning, best news ever in the world, Susan Crawford wins the Supreme Court race.
Yes.
It is just unbelievable. You know, it was such a big relief last night.
And it was a big win. It was not
huge.
Close.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just such a relief, honest to God.
I know.
The weight off my shoulders, anyway.
Really?
But my wife was so ecstatic. I mean,
yeah,
she is
great.
Out there pushing for women's rights. And it just, I'm proud of Wisconsin. I have to say it. You know, we showed up.
Mm-hmm.
The entire country was watching us.
We
were the bellwether.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen. This is the whole thing. This is the whole ball of wax right here. You know,
right.
If Musk can do this, then Musk is going to be busy for the rest of the year. And he failed so miserably, so pathetically.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, we all knew that not a lot of people liked him. You know, and he was really wearing out his welcome. And then he came here and he did this showy, ridiculous payoff to voters.
With the cheese head
on. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, and of course the megas were defending him, you know, using little micro analysis of what he was doing and why it was legal and how he avoided getting around the law. And I'm thinking, you know, if you're sitting there bragging about getting around laws, then you've got a problem, man, you know?
Right.
Anyway, it is just a fantastic feeling this morning. We have maintained the liberal majority on the Supreme Court, and it would have been devastating with the yes man, Brad Schimmel, in there. He defers to the legislature. They're the lawmakers. They are right. whatever they pass is right. He's a yes man for the legislature. That's gone. No more. We don't have to even think about it anymore. Susan Crawford went in there. Very, very classy speech last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Fantastic stuff. We've got, should we play it? I mean, what the hell? You know, I'm sitting here just oozing, right?
Well, okay,
we'll wait. We'll wait.
Hold on for a minute or two.
Let's do that.
We'll get warmed up. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young.
Oh, yes, that.
Producer Look, Sam.
Susan Crawford won last night.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. That's the headline.
Yes.
Yeah.
One big time. Big
and
time.
One handily. Yes. Yeah, and it is a rainy start this morning. We've got some showers. Some pretty heavy rain moving through, and we'll see some thunderstorms at times today. 36 degrees right now. Let's check the afternoon high. Roll the weather roulette wheel there, Sam, and we'll see what the afternoon high is. In the meantime, John, you can check your...
my WMDX Samsung watch,
yes.
The official watch of the show.
Well, the roulette wheel is saying a high of 57 this afternoon. What is your Samsung
WMDX? Well, the
wheel
seems to think it knows everything, you know, and I'm just, I'm not happy about that. But my watch says a high of 63 today.
Oh, well, that's quite a difference. So
yeah.
Somewhere between 57 and 63.
I know it's chilly. You know, it's like, did you say 36? 30?
It's 36 right now.
My watch is 36.
Okay,
so it's 36 degrees. It feels warmer than that.
Right? It does.
You have to wear a raincoat.
It's not windy, but it is very rainy this morning.
Yeah. And you have to dodge the lightning bolts because...
Look out for the lightning bolts, yeah. To see if you can anticipate where they're coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Get away from those trees.
Run away.
That's how I felt. I got to walk under a tree as I go out to my car.
And
this is that one moment.
It's a little scary.
This is it.
Yeah. Grab that umbrella before you go out. And,
the umbrella,
be sure to check out your windshield wipers.
The windshield wipers have to be in good shape.
Okay. Let's get to the National Day calendar. Well, then we'll be able to move along here, okay?
Okay.
All right. What is it or is it not today?
Okay. Today is the day that Susan Crawford is the big victor.
Okay, that's not on the National Day calendar, but thank you for reminding us again.
Right.
Is it National Do-It-Yourself Day? Is it National Clock Day? How about National Child Help, National Day of Hope? National Ferret Day? National Walking Day? National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day? Or National Reconciliation Day? Mm. Which one of those days does not belong, John?
Reconciliation Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is National Reconciliation Day. Sam, do you care to take a stab at it?
It's not Walking Day. Why would they put Walking Day when it's raining out?
Well, you're also wrong. It is National Walking Day. It is not National Clock Day. It might be some other day, but it's not today.
Clock Day.
You like that one. Yeah, I slid that one right by you. You didn't even notice.
You did.
It's National Do-It-Yourself Day. Just do it yourself. You know, you do a lot of do-it-yourself projects,
I
right?
I do. Tara? I'm a home handyman. That's what I call myself.
Okay. Well, if you're a do-it-yourself kind of person, mm-hmm. National Do-It-Yourself Day is your day to strut your stuff, it says here. Whether you finally tackle a project or feel like creating new projects, Do-It-Yourself Day is a day to share your love for making things. Sam, I'll bet you're a big do-it-yourselfer, too.
Well, I don't have the money to pay somebody else to do it. So.
So do it yourself.
Wow.
Okay. All right. let's skip ahead here. National Ferret Day. You know, ferrets don't get the recognition that they deserve.
No.
But this is their day on April 2nd. Let's see. Humans domesticated these crafty hunters over 2,000 years ago. I guess they make nice pets.
Have you ever met somebody with a pet ferret?
No.
Yes.
No, really?
It didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
I used to know somebody who had one, and it was funny whenever they would turn a corner because they're so long.
Yeah.
Like their front half turns before their back half, and if they're going fast enough, sometimes they'll just kind of roll and
flip
spin.
Over.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, male ferrets are called Hobbs, and female ferrets are called Jills.
Mm.
That's a little interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a little interesting.
In North America, the black-footed ferret is one of the most endangered North American mammals. Once thought to be completely decimated, a rancher discovered a small population in his ranch in Wyoming in 1981, and since then conservationists and breeding programs and landowners' efforts are bringing the population back from the brink of extinction.
Wow.
Today, the population wavers around 500 ferrets alive in the wild. That doesn't seem like a lot.
I think we lost John. He's scrolling on his phone.
Okay, never mind.
All right. Do we care about ferrets?
Oh, well, it's National Ferret Day. They get one day out of 365. Let's, you know, give them their due.
Hey, where's my camera?
It's on top of the screen.
It's right there. You're on.
Oh, I'm on. Okay.
See you over here?
Yes. I was wondering. I didn't see the camera. Where's yours?
It's way over there. It's on. You can't see it from where you're sitting.
Oh, okay.
I was just
worried. I wanted, you know, both of us to be
in the spotlight.
You're all wound up. Settle down there, pal.
There's so many people watching in their cars while they're driving. Yeah,
we have
just make
four
sure
people
that...
watching right now. It's National Walking Day.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Good day to take a walk.
Yes.
All right. Stretch your legs. Get that heart pumping. Here's some helpful tips about walking.
Okay, great.
Ready for this?
Oh, I needed that. Go ahead.
This is for a 30-minute walk. These are the ways that you can make it most enjoyable. Wear comfortable clothes. Take a friend to pass the time. Make sure to stretch those muscles. Mm. Drink plenty of water. Move your arms, too.
Yes,
you have to
move your arms.
Reminded to move your arms while you're walking. Yeah.
Seems like a natural motion, right?
Make sure to have good posture. Okay. National Walking Day, so take a walk.
Can I just show something here on the camera?
Sure.
Let me see if I can reach over.
Can you reach over? Okay. While you're doing that, what do you got, a picture of a turkey?
That's a big turkey.
What's
the story behind this turkey?
That's
a damn big turkey.
Yeah.
Why?
That was in my backyard, man.
Was in your backyard?
Yeah.
You took that picture. That's a nice picture.
I took that picture. Isn't that amazing?
Well, look how colorful.
How close did you get to it?
Strutnum's. Well, I blew it up, but it's high definition.
Very, very colorful.
You don't want to get all too close to a turkey on display like that.
This was out my window, and it was just unbelievable. These turkeys are gigantic. They're like dinosaurs, you know, roaming your yard.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Well, thanks for sharing that. Put that on
I'm
Facebook.
I'm all over the place. I got to tell you, I'm really happy that Susan Crawford won.
I can tell. You're very excited. Excitable boy, Warren Zevon. Look up excitable boy, Warren Zevon. National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day today. Mm. They first came up with the peanut butter and jelly back in 1886. I'm sorry, 1896.
Okay.
From a Good Housekeeping magazine article. That's where... that came from, and National Reconciliation Day, you know? Each year, it urges us to repair relationships we have damaged through words or actions. Days of reconciliation are held worldwide on April 2nd.
Those days are over, my friend. So
we're not going to reconcile
anymore? There's no way we're going to reconcile with the MAGAs at this point, or even Trump, for that matter, or Elon.
Okay. All right, when we come back, history, birthdays, and a whole lot more about Susan Crawford.
Susan Crawford won.
John and Gordy.
So it's a big deal.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Nancy Sinatra.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Yeah.
Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
You bet.
Mm-hmm, messin'.
And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking.
WMBX,
John
and Gordy in the morning. Oh, it is walking day. You know, I saw the live performance of this on some television show, one of the music shows.
Yeah.
And she performed this song.
Oh, yeah.
And it is one of the best versions of the song because during the boots or walking part, you could hear these boots stomping on the stage. The dancers behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really a good effect. It really worked in the song. And I'm thinking, why didn't they do that in the damn song? You know, anytime you put foot stomping in a song, I've always said this, it becomes a hit.
Foot stomping, that's a key?
Either clapping or foot stomping.
Ah.
Oh, wait. and whistling. Whistling in the song.
Okay.
Becomes a massive hit.
Wow. That's good to know.
Or at least in the old days.
Okay.
Susan Crawford won. Okay. Did I mention that already?
You mentioned that.
I want to thank every student out there who showed up. I saw lines and lines and lines in the news coverage. A lot of students turned out for this, and it was fantastic. A great showing by the student body.
Yeah, they showed up. You know, and it's a good thing that this rain held off until today, because voter turnout, I think, was pretty good.
It's all the time, you Gen Z lazy loafers out there watching TV all the day. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Tell us about that.
I'm waiting for Sam. Sam, you noticed what was going on.
Yeah, I had to bike through UW campus yesterday, the east side by the Memorial Union, and on Library Mall there, they had a ton of stuff, like different groups with tables set up promoting the election and promoting Get Out the Vote. And right in the middle of the grass, they had like this 20-foot-tall blow-up cow with like a pro-voting message on it. And
really?
I looked up, and I saw a plane with a banner flying behind it that said, "We're choosing Susan."
Susan. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, that
crazy
helped out.
How much stuff was going on.
Big day. Yeah.
We are known. We are known for these giant animal statues, aren't we?
Yeah.
This state is known for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a big win for Susan Crawford and also Jill Underly, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jill Underly also took it.
Yep. School superintendent.
Sadly,
in the state.
The constitutional amendment passed overwhelmingly.
Yeah.
Of course, we're all very used to the law, you know, the voter ID law in
right.
the state. And we work through the wrinkles and the attempts to keep those voter IDs. If you don't have a driver's license, you get a voter ID at the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
But they really try to make it difficult for people to get those voter IDs for a long time.
Yeah.
We even had, I think, it went through the courts to make sure that these people had them available. In fact, some DMVs had signs saying it costs this or it costs a month. It's free. They went through some really, really strange events to keep people from getting IDs.
Just a note, if you're just waking up, a lot of rain out there this morning, some thunderstorms. We could be in for some severe storms today, and we'll check in with Brittany Merlot in our next hour. But, it's coming down really heavily right now on State Street, right outside our window.
I would say it's maybe not so much, you know, the weather.
Yeah.
It's MAGA-tears, man.
Is that what it is? MAGA-tears.
This is MAGA-tears raining down on us today.
Really? Okay. You're going to go with that.
Oh, I'm loving it.
You know, it's Liberation Day. Yeah. You know, tariffs are going to take a place today.
Oh, yes, Liberation Day.
Trump's got a big announcement after, I think, 4 o'clock
this
afternoon.
You know, what exactly are we being liberated from?
Yeah, we don't know. He's going to tell us, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a 10-point margin Susan Crawford won by.
Yeah. Take that, Elon.
And that's 95% of the estimated vote. 55 over 44, or 45, essentially.
Okay.
44.9, and she had 55.1.
That's a big win.
That's a huge win.
Did either of you guys look at who won local races? I haven't looked yet, so I'll probably do that as soon as I'm done talking here. But
okay.
Dane County Executive, I don't know who won that, or Madison School Board, there were a couple races on my ballot for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can check into that.
We will check into
that. Yes, we will. We'll do a little digging here.
Get out the shovel.
Also, this note. Well, can we get to, you got anything history note-wise you want to mention real briefly here?
Oh, I suppose. I don't have a ton.
We don't have a lot of time.
Not a lot of things happen on April 2nd throughout the all of history, the entirety of human history.
All right. Well, that's a short report. Thank you for that.
Yeah, Sam. Yeah. Well, today in 1792, Congress passed the Coinage Act, and that established the U.S. Mint. I don't know what they did for money before that, if we just didn't have money or what the deal was. But
I think they give away free mints at the U.S. Mint, you know, just for people that take tours and stuff. Some mints. Never mind.
Yesterday we talked about the debut of General Hospital, one of the classic long-running soap operas.
Mm-hmm.
Today in 1956, As the World Turns hit TV for the first time. Another soap opera.
A lot of jokes about
that. Yeah, as the stomach turns.
As the stomach turns.
All that. Yeah.
I still haven't seen this movie. Today, 1968, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
You've never seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever seen a...
You're a film buff.
That was by Stanley Kubrick, right?
Yes.
I've never seen a Kubrick movie, I don't think.
Okay, well, that's one to see.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's on my watch list, my ever-growing watch list. I'm sorry.
You've got quite the list there. We have.
I know.
You know, it's Darby O'Gill and the Little... I know you love it when I bring that up all the time.
A film classic.
Yeah, film classic. Or Invaders from Mars.
Speaking of movies, Val Kilmer passed away yesterday.
Yes, he did. 65 years old.
Pneumonia. Yeah. He had throat cancer a few years ago. And,
boy, that threw him for a loop.
Yeah. Great actor. Yeah. And Top Gun, Top Gun original? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the sequel. He was in a short bit.
Batman Returns. He had a lot of great movies.
Tombstone, The Doors.
Yeah. Great portrayal of Jim Morrison. Okay. let's see. It's 28 past the hour.
Oh, man.
We're going to get your phone calls. 608-879-8255. Hang on the line there, Mark. We'll get to you in a few minutes. Our break into spring text to win statewide contest. We will tell you what the next keyword is right after 7 o'clock. And you could be in for either a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. Of course, the grand prize, a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. We'll tell you more about that as the morning goes along. Back with more of John and Gordy in the morning in just a few minutes.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time, and we always feature what's going on in this country that certainly makes it look like we're in some kind of idiocracy.
It seems like it at times. Yeah. 6:35, heavy rain moving through Madison. We'll see some showers and thunderstorms through the day and highs around 60 degrees. Right now it's 36, and... We're just reviewing some of the wins last night by the Democrats.
Yeah, suppose, you know, we've had Paul Soglin, former mayor, on a few times, and he was against this big tax referendum that the city passed to pay for all of the buses and everything else that's going on in town. You know, there was a potential backlash against that, and an individual ran for the city council riding that backlash, and he lost miserably. So people are fine with the way things are right now. Thank goodness, right?
Yes.
Melissa Agard, of course, won dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
What, 80%?
County executive. Yeah, 80% in Dane County. She got the votes over Ratzlaff, who got 18%. And Jill Underley.
Jill Underley won handily.
Yeah. As state school
referendum passed.
That did pass.
Overwhelmingly as well.
Mm-hmm. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. We've got a couple of callers on the line here, John. Trevor. Let's go to Trevor.
Okay, Trevor.
All right. Trevor, you're on with John and Gordy. Good morning. What do you got for us?
Wow, I actually made it to the radio, did I?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, how are you listening to us? Are you listening on the Civic Media app or
radio?
On your actual radio, huh?
No, I'm on the phone, old school radio on the way into work. I listen to you guys every morning. And I started with Matt Flynn back in the day.
Okay. Yeah.
Matt was very educational, and I love that about him.
I love Matt Flynn's show. Yeah.
And the reason I'm calling And reason I'm calling in today is, guys, I mean, if she whooped his butt like I think she did, we're doing okay.
Yeah.
We're doing okay in this state, which is very, very important.
Well, it was really important because the entire country was watching us, Trevor.
Yes. Right.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, and I'm not going to speak too much on it, but I was telling your DJ or whoever picked up the phone earlier to whatever you call it, you know,
a producer. That's our producer. That's our Sam, the producer.
That's
the
first, Sam. Yep.
Yeah. First time in a long time that I feel a little bit of hope again, which is like what I've been looking for, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trevor, did you happen to see any of Cory Booker's speech yesterday from the Senate floor?
No, but my aunt brought that up. I went to my little nephew's birthday, so it's a double whammy. I had my nephew's birthday yesterday. He turned 3 years old. Hmm. And she had brought that up in the car ride over because she, you know, I have to take her around, which is fine. Mm-hmm. She brought that up. Tell me about it.
Well, it was an amazing speech. It lasted 25 hours and 4 minutes. He broke Strom Thurmond's record way back in the day when Senator Thurmond was speaking and filibustering to try to derail the Civil Rights Act, of all things. So Cory Booker, it was a very inspirational 25 hours. And we're going to play a little bit of it coming up in a little bit. Just the end of it. Very emotional.
Perfect. Well, yeah. I won't hold you guys up. And also shout out to LA Tom. I don't know if you guys know LA Tom, but whenever that guy gets on the phone, he always inspires me to actually call in like I did this morning. Yeah, I never thought I'd have the guts to do that, but
we appreciate the call. Yeah.
You know, whatever you guys are putting out on the whatever you're putting out on the radio is not going lost. I'm 38 years old. I listen to this you know, I'm involved. Let's put it that way. You know
Excellent.
What I mean? So you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Trevor. Right, we appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Call us again sometime. All right.
I believe I've heard L.A. Tom a few times.
I've heard him. So,
I can't remember what programs he calls on. Is it Dom's show? I think it is.
A lot of the network shows. He lives out in L.A., so.
Yeah.
former Wisconsinite. LA Tom.
I know he's going. I know Trevor's going to work and all that, but I really wanted to play a cut from Cory Booker's speech.
Yeah,
because he read a response that he got from a Wisconsin couple.
Yeah, he was getting all kinds of messages.
Incredibly heartwarming. Yeah. Incredible story.
Well,
and Should we play it now? We'll play it next hour as well. Well, let's play this. It is cut 32.
Okay.
My name is Kiana Spooner, and I live in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. I'm 63 years old. My husband, Joe, and I have 5 children and 3 grandchildren and live a wonderful life as our family is growing. God bless you and your family. We owned businesses and worked to contribute Social Security for ourselves and our employees. We did all the things we could do to secure our future and contribute to the larger community of those in need. We felt that we're living the American dream until one day in 2012. I know this personally with my dad. I feel for you, Ms. Spooner. Until one day in 2012, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's is a degenerative. Parkinson's disease is a degenerative brain disease that progresses over time. Sorry, I'm thinking about my dad. It is unrelenting and affects motor and nerve processes. Loss of benefits will have a direct and daily effect on me and my family as we navigate the medical needs we will be facing. I will need progressive and comprehensive care as I age. I will need medication every single day of my life. And I will need the security of a generous society to care for me. Millions of others join me there. Please, Senator Booker, please protect my Social Security. I just thank God that my mom had the resources to take care of my dad. And I watched that degenerative disease take from his life for 20 years and how much it cost, the thousands of dollars it cost my mom to take care of him. I know my friend Andy Kim, who's in the Senate right now, is facing health challenges with his father. I know so many people personally whose parents have Alzheimer's. I know so many Americans who are not powerful, they're not rich. I know so many Americans who live in fear every day that one little thing will happen to them that will destabilize their financial well-being. And now those millions of Americans, because of a president and a man named Musk, are driving fear into them.
Yeah, it's amazing. Boy. Amazingly and powerful really speech there that I think we can all identify with. As you know, we on this program have pushed universal health care in mm-hmm. this country. We wouldn't have to deal with any of this.
Right.
All of these problems that he mentions. Everyone in this country goes through something like this. And it is incredibly cruel to allow this to happen to Americans in this country mm-hmm. and not provide health care. We provide health care for the people we elect who represent us, yeah. but they can't provide health care for us. It's outrageous, and it shouldn't be happening. And that speech should be played over and over and over again when we make this argument for universal health care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched bits of Cory Booker's speech last night, the last hour, pretty much. And we're going to play a little bit of the very end of it in a little while, or maybe we can get to it soon. We got a text from Matt in Middleton. Says, way to go, Senator Booker. He spoke a lot about what we average people are worried about and called on the country to look in the mirror and be honest about MAGA. Yeah. That was a lot of the thrust of what Cory Booker was talking about for 25 hours. You know, it's not about who's on the left and who's on the right anymore. It's about right and wrong. And he was calling out senators on the floor and talking to his Republican colleagues, where he said, you know, we've worked together on these programs like AID. We've worked together on these programs that Trump and Elon Musk are taking apart and ripping apart. And it was an amazing speech, amazing 25 hours. But
I agree with you on that. You know, you could pick any part of that speech.
Can we play
and he's talking to America. And each one of those segments, it's really valid information. It's not just rambling on and reading Dr. Seuss books.
Well, right. Let's play the end of that speech. It's just a couple of minutes.
Okay, let's do that.
Yep. Go ahead, Sam. Let's get to that.
Cause some good trouble.
This is how he wrapped everything up.
Necessary trouble to redeem the soul of our nation. I want you to redeem the dream. Let's be bold in America, not to mean and degrade Americans, not divide us against each other. Let's be bolder in America with a vision that inspires, with hope that starts with the people of the United States of America. That's how this country started. We, the people. Let's get back to the ideals that others are threatening. Let's get back to our founding documents, that those imperfect geniuses had some very special words at the end of the Declaration of Independence. Was one of the greatest in all of humanity, declarations of interdependence. When our founder said we must mutually pledge to each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. We need that now from all Americans. This is a moral moment. It's not left or right, it's right or wrong. Let's get in good trouble. My friend, Madam President, I yield the floor.
Great stuff.
Yeah, it's Senator Cory Booker.
Yeah.
25 hours and 4 minutes on the Senate floor.
I well up when I hear all
this. I know. It's very emotional. Yeah.
Let's get in good trouble.
Yeah. That's, you know, from John Lewis, and he was friends with him.
Well, you know, a lot of these topics he brought up are all issues that we're all trying to deal with out here in the country, just normal, everyday working class citizens are dealing with these kinds of issues. And he brought them all up in this day-long speech. Just an amazing, amazing effort by Cory Booker, who I normally think is pretty moderate. But boy, he really just laid it out there for everybody to listen to. And the problem here is that we're doing what we're doing right now with Elon and Trump. We're doing this all for tax cuts for the wealthy. I mean, we have to keep the big picture here. is that they're doing all of these cuts. They're getting rid of tens of thousands of people who have worked hard for the federal government, who have mortgages, they've got kids in school and college, they've got bills to pay. They were doing a great job making the government work smoothly, and he's gotten rid of all of these people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not spending money on the American public. They're giving money to the tax
To the wealthy.
Pay all these taxes, and it's their money, it's not ours, all that crap. So just remember, that's why we're going through these convulsions in this country.
Yeah.
That's why. Mm-hmm. So it's just outrageous.
Let's see if we can sneak in a phone call
here. Mark.
Mark has been holding on for a while.
I'm sorry, Mark.
Mark, go ahead with your comments. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, he's calling it Liberation Day, and like so many other things, I can't help but think of the movie A Princess Bride that Vincenti kept using. You know, he kept misusing the word inconceivable, and he said, you keep using that word. I don't think you know what that word means. I think there's so many words that Donald Trump does not know what they mean, and he keeps using them and spewing them out at us.
Yeah.
And calling this Liberation Day, well, the only thing he's liberating us is from our money.
Yeah.
Because it's all gonna get paid out for, you know, going for tax cuts for the rich. I mean, it is, you know, these tariffs are, you know, that they continue to defend these tariffs, and I mean that Caroline Leavitt kept saying, "Oh, that's a tax on foreign countries." It's we are going to be paying that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No one's buying
that.
Right? No one's buying it.
Mark, thank you for that call. It is 6:49. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Susan Crawford's big win in
and the tariffs.
The Justice Department here of Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court. Coming right back on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Rainy day, but boy,
yeah,
what a wonderful day it is.
Mm-hmm. 6:51, 36 degrees, highs close to 60 this afternoon, showers and maybe some strong thunderstorms. So keep an eye to the sky and an ear right here.
10-point win for Susan Crawford.
Right.
Just a great day.
Yep.
And we showed up and we prove that Wisconsin can do the right thing, because the entire nation was on us. I mean, it was the focus of every broadcast last night.
Big, big win for Susan Crawford, yeah. And a big loss for Elon Musk and Trump.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They put all that money into it and showing up with a cheese head on, dancing around, giving away $1 million checks. Yeah, all for naught.
Wisconsin would not be bought.
Yeah,
and this is a beautiful example of that. I'm so proud of Wisconsin. I'm really proud of the students who turned out. I mean, in the news coverage, they showed huge, huge lines of students trying to vote. That was just so fantastic. You know, Gen Z is getting out there. They're doing their thing. They're really trying to make a difference. They're very, very, very driven.
Mm-hmm.
There's no in between for any of them. I do have a story I wanted to play for Gen Z, essentially, here. I know I have it someplace. But
what
anyway,
are you looking for?
I do want to at least play the crowd.
Yes.
At last night for Susan Crawford.
Right.
Can we just play that? This is cut 33. Let's hear that. All right. She's walking through the crowd, and I clipped together a few portions of her speech. So why don't we hear cut 34?
All right.
Susan Crawford.
Someone who watches out for people. But I've got to tell you, As a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
For justice in Wisconsin. And we won.
Yeah, baby.
So today, Wisconsinites fended off an unprecedented attack on our democracy. That's right. Our fair elections and our Supreme Court. And Wisconsin stood up and said loudly that justice does not have a price. Our courts are not for sale.
And it's just great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
You know, I went to bed knowing the results. And that's one of the great things.
They called it pretty early, 9:30.
That's right, yes. Right around Susan Crawford, big winner for the Supreme Court and the liberal majority on that court as well. And we have Joe on the line. Let's go to the phones right now. Thanks, Joe, for calling.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Our euphoria is well-deserved. It was a decisive win, and to have it happen so early in the evening was just even better.
Yes.
It wasn't a 2 a.m. sort of thing. It said right from the get-go. It made a statement, and I think you guys are right when you focus on the fact of Susan from Chippewa Falls with the people of Wisconsin took on the world's richest man and beat him big time. Yeah. And I think that framing is something that we need to keep saying. It was a woman from Wisconsin, you know, not from wealth, and the people of Wisconsin made this decisive victory happen. And it is a statement, and it is so needed at this time, combined with the clips that you were sharing with us from Cory Booker's speech. It was a shot in the arm, I think, that all of us needed, and it's going to be very important for our state, but also for our hearts and our souls, for people all over the country, I think, to say, okay, this swing state said, you can't buy it. You can't buy it. Bye-bye now. Go away now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. It's really a time for celebrating.
We
all got to get back to work, but it is a time for celebrating. And thanks to everybody who worked so hard to make this happen.
Yeah.
Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate that call.
Yeah, this is a great moment in Wisconsin. It really is. Having Brad Schimmel in the Supreme Court would have been just absolutely devastating to this state.
Mm-hmm.
So many important issues coming before the Supreme Court, and now at least we have a chance from justices that are going to look at the cases, the facts, and then make a decision. It isn't predetermined. It isn't an ideological situation. I know that a lot of MAGAs think that the liberals are there to, you know, go down the list of everything they've ever wanted and then pass it in front at the Supreme Court level. But it's not like that at all. So, you know, they can make these things up. They can create myths around them, but it's not true. Absolutely not true. And Susan Crawford, 10-point winner last night.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have more on her win and also taking more of your calls here. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The Verlo Mismatch sale is back. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. Same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Two locations, east side and west side. Or just go online, verlo.com. And of course, coming up after the news, we will let you know what our next keyword is in the Break Into Spring Text to Win statewide contest up for grabs. Well, either a Chula Vista getaway, a Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash, plus entering into the grand prize of a Verlo queen size mattress. We'll get to all that coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning right here, WMDX.
As we were saying, it's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.